So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Come look at this fellow on the radio. He looks just like you.
Call me on my radio.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
It's pretty good. It's a little too good.
Y'all ready for the big show?
I guess so.
Let's go.
Mix Mornings with John and Justin.
Start now
on Mix 105.1.
Let it go. John, Justin, Jackson, good morning. The gang is all here. Tuesday, August 14th, 6:11. A high today of 95, which is also the temperature in the studio, which means it's going to be a no-pants Tuesday here within the next 15 minutes.
Oh, good. We can get started.
Yeah. Oh, it's hot.
Oh, you guys are wearing pants still?
Thank goodness for this console.
Right.
Jackson, just walking in, were we able to get our video up yet?
It's not up yet, but okay. It will be after this break.
We have a very special video that we made for you this morning that is going to be up on Instagram. Our Instagram handles, Mix1051Utah. You are not going to want to miss that. Speaking of social media,
yeah,
I got a like. From one of America's sweethearts.
Okay.
From the Prince of Theater himself.
Really?
Dax Shepard.
How does one do that?
Liked one of my tweets.
Is he the Prince of Theater?
Oh, he's the Prince of Theater. Absolutely.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I guess we can't say that we've got a like by anybody at that level.
Dax Shepard.
Allie Sweeney likes all of my things.
Allie Sweeney.
This is Dax Shepard we're talking about.
Dax Shepard is only famous because he's married to Kristen Bell.
No.
I'm sorry that Chips didn't take off the way we all wanted it to.
Have you seen Employee of the Month?
Why do you always go to Employee of the Month?
That's my favorite.
Is Dax Shepard in Employee of the Month? I thought that was Dane Cook.
And Dax Shepard.
Yeah, they're both in it.
They're both in it.
And Jessica Simpson. It's the trifecta of all my favorites right there.
You really left your taste behind in 2002, didn't you?
stuck in 02.
Yeah.
My kids are stuck on this Netflix show called High Five. It's pretty much The Wiggles. It's an Australian-based show.
Okay, cool.
It's been on for 16 seasons, and like every few seasons, they switch out cast members.
Do they have an accent?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Strong accent.
So it's fun.
Yeah, it's a fun show. And they do like they have a song called The Animal Dance that the kids love to dance along to. Mm-hmm. And they do kind of like little sketch comedy in between with songs.
Does Roomba join in as well?
Then their pet, my Roomba, actually is right there.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
And they've really become obsessed with this show, which means I watch a lot of it. And I noticed that this guy, Stevie, on the show looks a lot like Dax Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
So I tweeted out, hey, Hollywood, when you're making the High Five movie, make sure to cast Dax Shepard in the role of Stevie.
Sure.
Stevie from High Five was all about it and like retweeted it. And like,
he was super into it.
Huh? Is High spelled H-I or H-I?
H-I, then the number 5.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, Stevie from High Five, he must have a lot of followers. I'm going to go see how he does. He has like 5,000 followers.
No kidding.
Sure.
Yeah. But Dax Shepard saw the tweet, gave it a like. Boom.
Very proud of you, John.
Hollywood royalty, Dax Shepard, liking one of my tweets.
Who's the blonde dude?
The blonde dude, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he definitely looks like him.
Thank you.
They all look Australian.
Yes, they do.
I'll tell you that much.
Mm-hmm.
Very colorful.
Fun note, Tanaka and Stevie, they date. There's a little inside scoop for you when I was Googling them last night.
Okay.
All right, let me tell you the big story that I was talking about before 6 o'clock this morning. The College Fix claims that Davidson College and Professor Melissa Gonzalez are offering a literature class where students will be able to pick their own grade.
Oh.
It's called contract grading. It allows students to pick their grade ahead of time. Then they receive the workload needed to earn that grade. So you're like,
I am about that.
Are you all for that?
Oh, yeah.
What would you pick?
Nobody cares about your GPA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd pick a C.
That's so funny. We
Are
just
you
said
kidding?
That.
C's get degrees, right?
Because
you walk
degrees.
In and you're like, I would like a C.
Because let me tell you,
and they judge and be like, really, Jackson, you're not going to try a little harder than that? And you're like, no, I'm not.
You know what
I'm
trying harder
by.
Gets you? Absolutely nothing. Like, you heard it here first, kids.
Because
once you have your degree, no one cares what your GPA is. The only time a GPA matters is if you're trying to transfer or go into like a graduate program.
I want
to
welcome our teachers back this week as they're going to their schoolrooms to get them ready. We thank you for what you do each and every day. Critics are saying that contract grading coddles students, while supporters say it gives students control of their education. I feel like, though, you know what you need to do to get an A, right? Like, if you want an A, Yeah, you got to achieve.
Isn't a syllabus a contract grade? It tells you what you need to do for the whole year.
Yeah.
You could better yourself as the years go by. So as you come in as a freshman, you know you're going to do a little partying and something like that. So it's like, you know what? I'm going to get by with a D plus C minus. Okay, I'm not going to disappoint my parents. The next year, maybe B minus.
Okay.
You know, then by the time that you're towards the closer to graduation, then you're going to shoot for maybe an A.
What does it say about our show that as soon as we heard this, we all went, well, we're going to C. Yeah, C.
It doesn't say great things, John.
That's how you end up in morning radio. Justin. Get your showbiz beat.
So George Martin from Game of Thrones,
the creator, the writer.
Yeah. I guess instead of writing, he likes to do interviews. So that's really what he's been out doing. And they were asking him lately. They're like, "Hey, what's the deal with you killing off so many characters? Are you not afraid of doing that?"
Yeah, he's known. Here's a spoiler for you. Any main character, he has no problem killing off within pages.
He's like, "No." He goes, "Is what really what it came from?" He goes, "Was Lord of the Rings." When they killed off Gandalf, he goes, I was like, oh, you can get away with doing something like that. It's more of a shocker that way.
But they brought Gandalf back, so it doesn't count.
But that's what inspired him, though, to start just taking out characters.
That had to be when he was a kid.
Right.
Because, yeah. I mean, those books have been around forever.
He goes, if they can do it, and he goes, that's what it was. It was more their mentality of doing something like that instead of having him hold off all to the end. Well, he can't die. He's the main star.
I respect that he kills off his characters because it keeps the story fresh and it keeps it interesting.
Right, because you don't know what's going
to
happen.
Right. I would have liked to have seen Harry Potter kill off more main characters.
Yeah, they didn't kill off a ton of main characters until, like, the very, very end.
Right, because they're like, oh, we might need them later. Yeah. We're going to hang on to them.
And here's something controversial. Harry Potter should have died. I'm going to throw it out there. He absolutely should have died.
Not going to argue.
All right, we'll move on after that. You guys read the text messages as they come in. So now there's a list of people who almost played Avengers.
Okay.
We'll start it off. Tom Cruise was almost Iron Man.
Actually, that would have worked.
It would have worked.
Because he's crazy.
Well, he's just... Him and Robert Downey Jr., they could be cocky.
They're a lot alike.
They're suave.
Person. Yeah.
Also, Sam Rockwell almost played Iron Man.
Oh, I would have loved that.
Which one? Are you happy with the choice that we had?
Oh, Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. Made it. Made Iron Man what it is.
How about this? Wesley Snipes as Black Panther. I would have liked that.
He's kind of old.
Nah, he would have pulled it off.
He'll always be Blade to me.
Blade. Jake Gyllenhaal as Spider-Man.
No.
No?
Wait. Wasn't
he
already
too old, too?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like the newest Spider-Man, right? Yeah. The Tom Holland where he's like an 18-year-old boy Spider-Man, not an 80-year-old man.
How about this? David Duchovny as Hulk back in 08.
They've done such a bad job casting Hulk over the years. Right. I like Mark, but like the other ones they've cast over the years have been terrible.
How about Emily Blunt as Black Widow and Agent Carter?
Yeah.
Could have seen that one.
Absolutely.
I'd watch anything with Emily Blunt.
Yeah, me too.
Liam Hemsworth was almost Thor before his brother Chris became that.
He bombed on the audition.
Is that really what
it
was?
Yeah, they have a great story about it.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got to be something too, like at Christmas when you lose big roles to your brother and you guys can kind of just, you know, throw jabs at each other about the whole thing.
Well, Liam was the bigger star at the time, wasn't he?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. He was, but that is the showbiz beat.
All right, thank you, Justin. So we had this brilliant idea for National Left Hand Day to actually come in early, and we were going to make this whole video and call it the Left-Handed Olympics.
Yeah, it's
going to
be great.
Where we were going to, like, throw a ball with our left hand, because we're all right-handed in here. We were going to cut, like, a heart out of a piece of paper with our left hand.
We're going to write a sentence.
Right, exactly. And we were going to, we had, like, all these, like, little shots and, like, kind of storyboarded it, and we were really proud of the video we were going to make today. National Left-Handed Day was yesterday.
So funny.
So when we came in this morning to film it, thank goodness we realized that.
Yeah, well, we're at the sharpest show in the city.
So we decided to make a different type of video for you for National Motorcycle Week. If you want to see it, it's up now on Facebook. It's on Twitter. It's on Instagram.
And not one of us owns a motorcycle.
Once you see it, you'll know why. You can go to any of them. Mix1051 Utah is our handle. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Watch it this morning, and we're sorry. I've been sharing with you the Watkins family move. We've been moving into a brand new house after 15 months of living with our in-laws.
Did you do more last night?
No. Last night I had to go to a coaches meeting for Ella's soccer team that I'm going to be coaching.
Well, that's probably a nice break from moving.
But I did go to Costco because, you know, when you move into a house, we've been with our in-laws, we had no groceries.
That's true. Right. You don't have, like, that pantry backstock of stuff.
And I realized I didn't have, like, box drinks or drinks for the kids when I was packing Liam's lunch for summer camp. So I had to go to Costco to get a box drink, and I also got some Gatorade.
Okay.
And last night, I sat down, and I was like, oh, do you want a Gatorade to my wife, Jen? And we got into an argument about, is Gatorade the original?
Mm-hmm.
Yellow or green?
Yellow.
Oh, it's yellow.
It's green.
No.
It is green.
I'm sorry, but it's yellow.
It is lime. It is lime.
Lemon lime.
Lime is in the name. It is a neon green color.
Hold on, let me get it.
I know, I got to look at the bottle again. Let's see. I
had to argue with her about this. She was wrong, much like the two of you.
You don't know what you're talking about.
The original Gatorade, I'm not talking Gatorade Frost. I'm not talking Gatorade Nitro.
We're straight up talking about what the Florida Gators drank.
Right. The one when, listen, when you go and you put your money on something.
Man, I got to say, it looks pretty green in this picture.
That's right.
It's 100% yellow.
When you go, when they're betting in Vegas and they're like, hey, will the Gatorade that's poured on top of the coach, will it be orange, red, or what do they say?
Lemon yellow. Lime.
Green. You say green.
You looked at me like I would know anything about sports football. How dare you? First of all, that's your bad. What? Second of all, this is the most yellow thing I have ever seen in my life. Like, nothing could be more yellow.
Go to Google Images and go through more than one little photo of you.
Now, that one looks more yellow.
It's green. It's just a light green.
No, it's pretty yellow.
All right, this is what we're going to do. And then we got to talk about when did you run out of gas.
We're talking lemon lime, though.
The basic lemon lime.
Yeah, it's yellow.
The green one that you get when you're like, hey, will you grab me a green Gatorade? This is what people come back with.
I'm going to go back to that with the throwback logo on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now,
that's
too.
That's pretty yellow.
That's super duper yellow.
Classic Gatorade is green. It is just a very light green.
Oh, my goodness.
And you're very lightly wrong.
Right. So I'm like, the fact that he described it as very faint, light green
means that he knows he's wrong. He's just doubling down.
So basically he's saying it's yellow, maybe a hint of green.
With just like a splash of blue in there.
Right.
Just like just an itsy bit of blue.
Just to make it a tidbit green.
This text says, I have never heard of green Gatorade. It's 100% yellow, and even to hear you say green Gatorade sounds wrong. Sorry, yeah. John. Let's see. It's technically green according... Wait here.
What, we got science?
It's technically green according to the official Gatorade color list, but it looks more yellow. And then they actually have a link to the... I'm right.
No, I want you to click on that.
Right. All right, hold on.
No. Yeah!
Jackson and I have not done the research on this side yet.
Let me just go ahead. I'm going to look at this link that we got sent. Hopefully it's nothing... questionable.
Right, exactly. The original Gatorade is green, but now it looks more yellow. We'll take a look at that link. I feel like I'm vindicated a little by that, but I would say about 96% all say yellow. So, you know, there's a few people out there who get the right color spectrum. She came in early this morning, and I appreciate that. Your midday lady, Monroe. Hey, Monroe.
Hi.
Okay, I had to have you come in early, and thanks for doing this, because something happened yesterday. You were late to all of our meetings.
Yeah.
And I want you, to share it with the room.
Well, I'm not going to say how old I am, I'm an adult,
yes.
Right?
You've had your license for a few years.
Right. And I ran out of gas yesterday on the freeway.
Like, you mean your car broke down?
No, I totally ran out of gas. It turns out, remember when the gas light used to come on in your car?
It means you have 20 more miles.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a guideline. Right. Like, hey, stop in the next week or two and get some gas.
Uh-huh.
You'll be fine. No, it turns out the gas light comes on now. Like, you're past the breaking point.
So, wait, where were you exactly?
I was on 5300 South. And I kind of coasted down the off-ramp, thankfully. And
so did you know right away what happened?
Oh, I did. Yeah,
okay.
I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got in my car actually 2 days ago when it came on.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No, it was the day before. It was Sunday. It came on. And yeah. I was like, I'll make it to work tomorrow. I'll be fine.
And it didn't.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
So
I ran out of gas.
You coasted to the side. And then did you call for help?
I did. I called mom,
And mom came with gas for you.
She did. She had her little lawnmower gas can, and she bailed me out. And I did swear at everyone that was sitting at 5300
That's a natural reaction.
Everyone got it. Everyone heard about it.
When did you run out of gas? We want to hear from you. Text us at 61544. Let's make Monroe feel a little bit better with your stories.
Please text.
This text, it's 2 a.m. on a rainy Saturday night, Sunday morning. I know my car is running low on gas, but I know I can make it home just fine. Go up a hill, coast down to the bottom. That's as far as my car got. I don't know where I am. I see a track station, so I walk in the rain to the tracks. I buy a ticket because, you know, it's not going to let me not buy a ticket if it's closed, right? Well, that's wrong. It's 2 a.m. Tracks is closed.
Yeah.
They have a payphone that takes credit cards. Call my aunt. She comes to pick me up and takes me home. We had to go get the car the next day.
Oh, that sucks.
We've all been on fumes before, but we've been able to make it to the gas station.
Yeah, I've gotten it down to where it says zero.
Oh, yeah. But that still gives you like an extra 7 miles.
But you're rolling on in. You're like, man, I'll tell you what, you get so stressed out too.
Yeah. One time I just straight up coasted through a red light because the gas station was right there.
Like,
and I was like, if I sit here and idle, I'm going to get stuck in this intersection.
Like,
I know it.
I got the momentum and there's the gas station.
Yep, exactly. I'm going downhill. It's whatever.
How about this from Melanie? I ran out of gas in the McDonald's drive-thru during their lunch hour
rush.
Oh,
God, that sucks.
Oh, honey.
At the window. As you can imagine, the people both behind me and at the window were thrilled. This text says, my husband ran out of gas on his way to our engagement photo shoot in Sundance. He had to stand on his car, hold his phone up to get signal to call for help. Still made it in time.
Did he really?
What a boss.
Andrea from Springfield. Morning, Andrea. My wife and I were test driving our truck when we first got it. We got about half a mile away from the dealership and we ran out of gas.
Oh.
We had to wait for one of them to fill up a gas can and come back. By the way, it was 95 degrees, so us and the girl from the dealership are sweating bullets inside the new car.
That sucks.
Erica Hansen from the Hogle Zoo here. Erica.
Morning. How are you?
You want to hang out during the showbiz beat?
I'd love to.
Let's do
it. What do you got?
It's all brought to you by the Utah Toyota dealers. Oprah, she's been working behind the scenes on bringing Meghan and her father, Meghan Markle and her father, together.
Back together?
That's what her project is. When I say that, I'm like, I get it. That's a big thing. Only Oprah could do something like that. But do we care enough now after the wedding about what goes on with her and her dad?
Kind of, I do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because it's kind of just like, I feel like when I see the stories now, like even at the grocery store and I'm in line and I see her face on like on People Magazine and stuff like that, I'm like, I don't care now, the wedding's over.
Oh, I think you're the odd man out. I do too.
Really?
I'm like, oh, Meghan Markle. I flip through. I especially love when it's like, do they really get along? What's it like between Meghan and Catherine? I really want to know that.
Do you believe, are you on Team Meghan or her family side? That is kind of against her, saying that she's turned her back on them.
Oh, I'm for Team Meghan.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody wants... Hey, she turned her back now that she's a big... I mean, come on.
They're ruining it for her.
Yeah.
They are.
They need to stop selling the stories.
Now, I read a thing about her dad staged some photo shoot or something.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't see the photo. What was the photo?
It was right before the wedding.
Yeah, he's a piece of work, isn't he?
Uh-huh. Of him out there, like, getting his suit done and everything.
Oh.
And they... gave him the boot.
Then the surgery, and then he couldn't go because, well, yeah, the whole thing, it's just kind of crazy. So,
no, I'm Team Meghan for sure.
Something we all need to know, the new MIT computer models claim that the world is going to come to an end at the year 2040 because of population and pollution levels.
That's 22 years.
Mm-hmm. Just so you guys know.
We sort of lived through that scare with... the new millennium, though, when it was going to turn into Y2K, Y2K.
I remember I was on the air that night when we went into the year 2000. Yeah. And I was like, everybody's like, what's going to happen? Is it going to shut down? No,
and the song just kept on playing.
Just kept on going.
Were you in a song at the time, or were you talking people through the big
moment? No, we were in a song at the time, and it hit, and I was like, oh, well.
Well,
there
with that.
It all survives. Yeah, it's kind of a letdown. So there's this new list out of actors who almost played Avengers.
Yeah.
How about Jim Carrey as Rocket Raccoon?
I haven't seen Jim Carrey do much for a long time.
So that would have been a voiceover role.
Yeah, back in 13.
Yeah, he would have done fine at it. I don't know.
Did you see that? How about Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Ant-Man?
I'm a huge Joseph Gordon-Levitt fan.
Are you?
I wanted him to be Robin in like when they were doing those Batman movies, like The Dark Knight, but yeah.
How about Joaquin Phoenix as Doctor Strange?
Huh.
I only know him.
I don't know Ant-Man or Doctor Strange that well.
Neither do I. And every time I say Joaquin Phoenix, all I can think of him as his Johnny Cash character, and I'm stuck with that.
He was good in that, though.
He's so good at that. I watch it every time it's on.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Is he like the character?
He just wasn't super nice.
No?
And we were in a hotel. I was doing a movie junket thing where you go and interview the stars of whatever movie it was. And yeah. he was told explicitly no smoking. And so there he is smoking. And then all the reporters, all of us were told, right. do not talk to him about his brother. So I was like, oh, okay. Right, River Phoenix. Yeah. And so the reporter in front of me did ask him about River. And he ripped his microphone off, kind of hucked it at the reporter, walked off smoking.
That's like, what you do.
Oh, Joaquin is kind of scary.
Mysterious, too, isn't he?
Very mysterious.
How about Tom Cruise as Iron Man?
Is he kind of old for that? I don't know.
That's what about Danny Jr. is
not a spring chicken.
He's no spring chicken.
Because they're close to the same age, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. I'd be all right with that,
too. Okay, without a guess.
Yeah. All right, that is the Showbiz Beat.
Three stories to pick from today for Choose the News. John and Justin, Mix 105.1. Again, for voting, we'll put you into a drawing for a six-pack of Zoo Brew tickets tomorrow night at the Hoggle Zoo. Justin's story was...
What new item could be coming to McDonald's at their breakfast menu?
Erica Hansen from the Hoggle Zoo.
Which crimes are people doing that you'd actually turn in a family member?
And Jackson.
We all know you shouldn't get a lover's name tattooed on you, but this is a new level of stupid.
Leanne says, gotta hear about the crimes my family would rat me out for. I'm voting for Erica. Love y'all. Thanks, Leanne. Let's see. Hashtag save the animals. I'm voting for Erica today.
Yay!
Listen, a vote for Erica doesn't save the ant. Don't go that way.
Yeah, no, it does. It does. It does, you guys. It does.
Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Good morning, Mix and friends. This is Vanessa. How are you guys this morning?
We're great.
I would love to choose Erica's story.
Yay! Thank you, Vanessa. Yay!
And I moved here from Hawaii a few years ago, and I would love to check things out at the Hoggle Zoo. I think this is awesome that you guys do this for the adults.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to come up? Because we have tomorrow night, and then we have one in September, and then we have Brew Lights in October, which will be... our Boo Lights event coupled with beer and wine for the grown-ups.
I will come anytime. Would be a great time.
Then you are in the drawing. This text says, good morning. I want to know the crime story. You guys make my morning.
Yes.
Jackson, love listening to you guys on the way to work. I'll vote for Erica if I get a double entry into the Zoo Brew drawing. I don't know if that's how that works here, but the winner today with 68% of the votes.
Oh.
Erica
Hansen!
Thank you.
All right, tell us the story about the families turning each other in.
Well, I can't tell if this is because people have done crime, so they want to know what they should be worried about. Like, I'm glad that I won the vote, but I can't tell if people are, you know, getting a little shifty out there. So there was a survey done that asked people about everything from shoplifting to murder. These are the top 10 crimes that we'd go, yeah, if my family member did that, I would turn them in.
Okay, gotcha.
Do you have a guess?
So I would say murder most people are turning in for.
Right.
Murder?
Something
right.
big.
You all vote murder?
Murder. Yeah, some
murder's
kind of
number one. 87% of people said they would turn in a friend or family member for it. 7% said, I'm not sure. 3% refused to answer, which means they wouldn't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a loyal family right there. They get it.
They
get
it.
Snitches get stitches, Erica.
So shoplifting, only 33% of people would turn their family member in.
Yeah.
Tax evasion, I'm starting at number 10, counting up, by the way. Dealing pot, only 44%. Scamming the government out of benefits, 45% would.
Turn in?
See, we all just chuckled like, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, scam the government.
Turn the blind eye on that
we
one.
We all right. just chuckled at that, but 45% of your family would turn you in for that. Drunk driving is number 6. Yeah. Illegal firearms, number 5. Assault, animal cruelty, number 3, 71%.
You're telling me animal cruelty is higher than...
Assault of a person. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we care about animals more.
Yes, Jackson does.
This is the animal themed segment, right, apparently. Exactly. And number 2, dealing hard drugs like heroin. So that's 74%. Pot, we're not so worried about that. That's 44%.
So it's when you go higher up in the,
so
the
when
drug
you start,
realm.
Yeah, you move mm-hmm. up, go through the gateway, and then it's 74%. And then, of course, number 1, murder.
Where's jaywalking? I'm going to start turning my family in.
I don't know, but my sister got a ticket for jaywalking.
Really?
No kidding, it really happens.
From junior high school,
no
last
way.
Day of school. Cops are like, come here. They went broop, broop on the lights and gave her a
no
gave her a ticket.
Yeah. All of our stories are going to be up online at Mix 105.1 Utah. We also tell the stories each and every day on our podcast. I was telling you off air that my wife, Jen, and I and our family, we moved into a new home after 15 months of living with our in-laws.
How was that for you?
The house is quiet. We no longer have to have whisper fights. We're talking like this because we don't want anyone to know what we're doing in the other room. And it was very exciting when last week, we took last week off, actually.
Okay.
So we could close on the house and then we could move
Were
in.
You moving?
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
That's
way
exhausting.
We signed papers on Monday and we had the pods being delivered, and then like movers coming to help carry the heavy stuff on Tuesday.
Did your timeline work out?
Worked out fine.
Perfect.
Except for the fact that I was so excited. I was done with the show on Monday. Mm-hmm. I knew we had the week off. We signed papers at noon. I was like, I'm not waiting for movers.
I'm out of here.
I'm going for it. And so we had a storage unit that I went by. I put a bunch of stuff in my car with the help of the guy who was working at the storage unit place.
Oh, nice. Like, hey, bud.
That's nice of him.
Got over to the brand new house. Pretty much almost the first time I've been in the house since signing the papers and actually owning this thing. I carry a box way too heavy, and I scrape the side of the wall on the stairs trying to lift this heavy box that's way too heavy for
me. Do you mentally go, oh, crap, I scraped the wall, or, oh, crap, Jen's going to see
this?
Yeah,
I got to tell my wife. Jen's going to find
that's
out.
That's all I thought was,
more her.
Jen's going to see this, and she's going to kill me.
Uh-huh.
Because I was praying that Jen would be the first to ruin the house.
Right.
Can you blame it on the movers? Did they show up in a timely fashion to say, oh, these guys, look what they did.
Look what they did. I decided that I would repent right away. I thought that was the best thing to do. And when
did
she came
in,
oh, I owned it completely. And I was like, there's touch-up paint downstairs. and as soon as the movers, we don't know what the
did
movers are going to do.
Did you bring it right over? Did you say, I have something
She wasn't there. She had to go back to work. The house was mine.
Oh,
all to
man.
Me. I was just so excited. I wanted to start moving into this place. So,
you and the Watkins Manor. It was all to yourself.
I grabbed the big box and I started driving off the stairs and just right there.
How did she take it?
Better than one would think.
Really?
She's like, I knew with our kids that we would destroy this house. I was hoping we could have 24 hours of it being nice, but having you as a husband, I knew that was a stretch.
She didn't say, this is why we can't have nice things.
She knows me. Look.
Did you get her a bottle of wine, flowers?
Yeah, I did it all afterwards.
Kisses?
Yes,
okay,
of course.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
But it got me thinking, how quickly did you ruin something that was new? Because I was able to ruin a brand new house within 30 minutes of having the house. Can anyone beat that? You can text us at 615-44. Justin, have you ever ruined anything?
Lots of things like clothing and stuff like that, never like a home within 30 minutes of owning it. I mean, you pretty much set the bar pretty high there.
No one can top it.
Erica, no? Can't top that, huh?
No.
I mean,
no,
my
most recent one is I got a brand new screen protector for my phone.
Oh, yeah.
And then just threw it on the ground. Mm-hmm. I mean, within. Mm-hmm. So now I have to go replace the screen protector, but that doesn't match.
No, yours is hundreds.
I mean, not
John already ruined several $100,000 for the stuff.
You are a man who's like me. Sometimes you ruin things. Do you have anything on the same level?
I didn't ruin it as quickly as you ruined it.
Uh-huh.
However, within 2 months of getting my new car, I backed into my garbage can and broke the little plastic piece that goes above my license plate with just the little H on it. It shouldn't. It's a plastic piece with an H in it. It shouldn't cost more than like $50 to fix.
Right. No, that holds the whole car
together. $300 to fix this janky part of my car. So then I tried to super glue it back together. It did not hold, and then super glue ran down the back, and it ruined the paint on the back of my car. 2 months I had this car. It had 50,000 miles on it.
How quickly did you ruin something that was new? Give us a call. And I was telling you guys off air that my kids now I think they took that as like an opening of the door, that they too can ruin the wall.
This is what we do here.
Right? This is what we do. Dad started it.
Yeah, Dad said it's fine. I'm going to carve my name here. So how quickly did you ruin something that was new? They're all car techs.
Cars,
are they really?
Lots cars.
Cars are easy, though, to bang up.
We bought a 2017 Nissan Versa, 6 miles on the car when we drove it off the lot. My son dropped his bike when we got home, and the handlebars scratched the paint off. That's Tiffany from Tooele.
Oh.
My friend bought a brand new SUV. She took it on a road trip the next day. The sun threw up all over the seats, and a rock cracked the windshield.
The worst.
You know what?
Puke is the worst.
It really is.
And if you've had a kid,
you don't get
sick in your car.
You don't get the smell out.
You can never clean it.
On a hot day, you're like, oh, there it is.
Oh.
My sister, years ago, when she came home with her brand new Jetta, she'd had it 2 days, and then my other sister brought her dog along, and the dog puked in the backseat.
Oh, no. Jackson,
I don't think they spoke for a week.
Jackson.
I've got a really great story for you in the podcast,
because
it's probably a little too sensitive for on air, but it's in that realm.
30 minutes after buying a car, on the drive home, I rolled it and totaled it. I hope you bought Gap insurance.
Oh, dear.
No kidding.
Gosh.
And here you go. My roommate totaled a brand new truck on the test drive.
No way.
I've wondered about that before.
Who pays for that?
I mean, the dealership would have insurance, right?
They don't charge you. You don't have to take it
home.
But
what if you're just a bad driver? Are they like, that's not on us. That's you. That's you. You made those choices.
Have you guys heard the announcement that the Academy Awards are now going to be doing an Oscar for Outstanding Achievement in Popular Film?
No, I haven't heard this.
I hate this. I feel like the Oscars, they're slumming it with this
Hold on. What are they counting as like popular film? Like sitcoms?
No, film, movies. But it's like the things that would not be usually nominated for like Best Picture. So Deadpool could end up winning an Academy Award.
I think this is great.
It's a terrible idea.
I think this is great because there are so many awesome movies that aren't considered because they're not artsy.
That's fine. They can still be considered for People's Choice Awards, but let's still have the Academy mean something.
Why? The Academy means nothing. It's garbage town.
Hot spot here, huh?
They're saying that like in the 2018 Oscars, the best picture was Shape of Water, but for like best popular film, Wonder Woman probably would have won.
Right, or Black Panther.
Or in 2017, it would have been Deadpool. 2016, you would have seen Star Wars, The Force Awakens win.
Right. Here's the thing, John, let me tell you, Harry Potter, the Harry Potter series is a masterpiece. It's great, and it didn't win a single Academy Award.
You know what I think about that.
Oh, I'm going to jump over this table and kill you.
So BuzzFeed is telling the story about a girl from Utah. She's 6 years old. Her name's Caitlin. She recently ordered $350 worth of toys from Amazon.com.
All right.
Here's how it happened. Caitlin's mom allowed her to order a Barbie for her birthday. So Caitlin then logged on to Amazon to see when her doll would arrive.
Okay.
She then ordered $350 worth of toys, video games, and board games since, you know, she was on Amazon.com anyways.
Right.
That's true, because you don't need the money if you're already logged in.
Yeah, you just push pay now.
Yeah.
And she could do it.
One-click shopping.
Her cousin Rhea tells the website that Caitlin's mother knew something was wrong when deliveries started arriving at her home. She did not get grounded, but she does not have access to the internet for a month. So she kind of learned her lesson, I guess. If anyone knows who Caitlin is, will you contact us?
Yeah, let us know.
I want to have her in. Today is National Financial Awareness Day. So let me ask you this.
I don't want to be aware of my finances.
Yeah.
How much money did MC Hammer owe the government when he went bankrupt?
I think it was like a couple million dollars. I'll say $2
million. $2 million, Jackson?
I don't even know. This is all before I was a person, really. Mm-hmm. $1 million.
$13 million.
Wow. Oh, what?
Yeah. I remember he spent it all.
Yeah. Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
What do you got?
Yeah.
Tony Montana. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
From the movie Scarface?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen Scarface.
Okay, that's I'll deal with you later for that one then. Tony Montana was named after San Francisco's 49ers quarterback, Joe Montana.
Oh, no kidding.
The screenwriter was just a fan and named him after him.
I like it.
Yep.
Podcast.
It's the podcast extras.
Nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Great job.
You know, if you guys would just keep that and produce it, then I wouldn't have to sing at times.
Okay.
Just...
But I like the live show.
That's true. I put my hand up to my ear each time.
Yeah, you really make a production out of it yourself. I don't know. I don't need to produce it. You're producing it.
Podcast extras. These are the stories that did not make it onto the show, but we still want to share them with you since you did download our podcast, and we do appreciate that. With Choose the News today, Erica Hansen won. I did not do one. And I don't remember who came in second. I think it was you, Jackson. So do you want to do yours?
Yeah. So our story comes to us from England, which is basically the south of Europe.
Right.
It's the dirty south equivalent in Europe. A man went in and he got his wedding date tattooed on his ring finger for his wife, which isn't that just like the sweetest thing you've ever heard? That's so nice. And like, especially, you know, you're in it for the long haul once you get a tattoo.
Yeah.
So they're at a party, and he shows it off, and his wife hits him because it says August 25th, 2017. They were married in July. July 25th of 2017. He had to frantically apologize to his wife, and he agreed to get the tattoo fixed. But I'm like, how do you fix that?
You got to get it.
You can turn a 7 into an 8, but you can't turn an 8 into a 7.
What do you do?
I guess laser it.
You make a bigger ring so it covers it up. And then you just write the number somewhere else, maybe?
I guess. I don't know. Isn't that super duper embarrassing, though?
My anniversary is August 11th.
Yes.
Just celebrated it. I always think it's August 10th.
Oh, did you jump the gun?
So, like, I circled on the calendar, And I was like, Jen, what's 4 days away from now? And she's like, I don't know, but there's a pretty big thing 5 days away from
Shut
now.
Shut up. She gets you.
She goes, well, in four days, our anniversary will be the next day.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So I guess that's
funny.
Yeah. What's your story, Justin?
How about McDonald's testing out a new item for their breakfast menu? They haven't done so in 15 years.
Oh.
And what this is it's the French toast McGriddle. And so instead of pancakes, it'll be French toast. And the way the sandwich is going to be, you get the sausage and you get the bacon, and they're doing like the circle egg that you get like in the egg McMuffin, not the folded over kind.
Oh, yeah.
And cheese on French toast.
I love that.
So do I, because you're going to get the savory and sweet of the French toast plus the sausage. Man, I want this.
Am I really dumb because I just assumed that a McGriddle was already French toast?
No, it's a pancake.
Pancake.
I didn't realize that.
I've never had a McGriddle, but that's what
You've
it is.
You've never had a McGriddle?
Uh-uh, because I don't really love pancakes.
They are...
It's not a pancake. That's what I'm saying. It's a piece of bread. Like, it's thick and firm like a piece of bread.
Or like a waffle?
No, because it's not waffle-shaped. I just thought it was... That's what I'm saying. I thought it was French toast by itself.
No.
Piece of bread with, like, maple infusions.
It's so good. It's like 3,000 calories.
Is it?
It'll kill you.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah. It's so good. When do they start?
They're testing right now and hopefully here by the end of the year.
Yeah, all right. You guys want to hear some other stuff?
Yeah, what do you got?
Let's see. For one thing... Justin's complaining about how Smith's was putting pumpkin decorations out in front of the store.
Yeah, they rolled out with all these pallets of stuff. I'm like, oh, there's got to be watermelons in there. No, it was all these pumpkin decorations. I'm like, it's 2.5 months away.
I feel like fall is starting.
It's August 14th.
We're about to fall. Yeah, it's halfway through August.
It's 95 today.
Well, listen, don't get me started on how hot this summer has been. It's been unbearable. But I feel like just like doesn't... Fall start at the end of August?
I always feel like they need to keep the pools open till October.
Yeah, so do I. I think that the Mother Nature has shifted back a month.
Yes.
And I think that really we shouldn't even get into the fall mindset until the calendar says September. August is still summer.
September is summer. October is fall into November.
Yeah. See, but then there are some years where it snows in September.
Not anymore.
I've seen it happen. Can I share with you my story that I couldn't share on air?
Oh, yes. Yeah, please.
So if you don't know, I'm originally from a Ute Indian reservation in eastern Utah. We moved here when I was pretty young, and my dad worked out of town all summer. Mm-hmm. So my mom was responsible for watching all three of the kids. We're from a small town. We don't know anything. We don't know how far things are away from each other up here. We live in Layton. We decide to go to Pineview for the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So we load up the kids, we take the dog, and we drive up there. Now, the thing is, and we loaded up the neighbor kids, too.
Nice.
The neighbor kids that we had barely known. We had known them for maybe a month.
Yeah.
We drive, and we don't realize that it's like 40 minutes from Layton to Pineview Reservoir. And when you're a kid, that's forever.
That is a long time.
We're in a janky old Ford Taurus with no AC. And we get up near the lake and we get lost and we're in the car for hours at this point. The dog starts throwing up all over all of the kids in the back seat.
No.
Yeah. We had so much throw up on us. We finally get to the lake and the old man at the desk that was letting people or at the little booth that was letting people into the reservoir said, "No animals but service animals." And my mom's like, "Are you serious?" And apparently, yeah, you can't take dogs to Pineview.
I didn't know that.
Now everyone does.
Huh.
So my mom's like, "Can they please just get out of the car and go wash off in the lake? They're covered in dog puke." He goes, "No service animals." So we have to go pull off to the side where there's this basically swamp. It's one of the gross, stagnant parts of the lake.
Yeah.
So we get out and we have to wash the dog puke off in this water that's almost as bad as dog puke.
Right, it's got this green layer on it.
Uh-huh. And we had to drive all the way back to Layton having not been to the lake whatsoever.
What a depressing story.
Isn't that nightmarish? And my mom at the time was like 23 years old.
Yeah.
Was not prepared for any of that. It was super duper funny.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll have a brand new episode back tomorrow, including a second date update.